Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Breathcast. My name is Mike Mayer, and I'm going to be your breathwork coach and host. And in today's episode, I have Miss Jen Broyles, and she is a transformational coach, holistic nutrition coach, neurosomatic breath therapist, and breathwork coach. And I know she does some Soma breath, which I know so many of you are a fan of, and we've had Niraj on this podcast twice. Now, Jen is also a colleague of mine now because we have started an app together, which you may already know about, called The Breath Source. Now, if you're interested in breathwork and you haven't downloaded that app yet, what are you waiting for? The link is down below. It's free to get started. I'm in there, Jen's in there, and a load of my other previous podcast guests and future podcast guests are in there. And we've all come together. So this is really an app where different breathwork instructors have joined forces and we're teaching different modalities, we're sharing and learning from each other. There's live classes in there, you can get gadgets and gizmos that we've approved in there, there's retreats in there, there's teacher training, and you might go in with me and watch my stuff and you might fall in love with Jen's work. Don't you dare. We made that joke already. But there's all different breathwork instructors. So I highly encourage you to click that link and come and join me on The Breath Source. Everything's going to be there. And as time goes on, more and more of our content will be in this app and less on different platforms like YouTube. Because actually, this is the place where we can all get together. We can keep the quality really high. We're learning. There's a kind of barrier to entry. So not anybody can join this app. It has to be specific people that have gone through specific checks. And so what you're getting when you click on the app is like real good quality breath work. So I look forward to seeing you on the app. For now, this is going to be a really lovely conversation with Jen where she shares her story, her passions for breath work, her favourite books on breathing, her favourite techniques, and just an all-round lovely human and proud to say one of my colleagues now on The Breath Source. So the app, again, the link is down below. Let's get started with this conversation. Thank you. Cool. So I hit record. So Miss Jen Broyles, welcome to the Take a Deep Breath podcast. It's a real pleasure to have you on here. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, really excited to get stuck in with a fellow colleague, I guess, breath space colleague. And we'll talk a bit about breath space as we get into it. I always, Jen, like to do a little bit of digging into your backstory, if that's okay. So I would love to know how you found your version of breath work.
Oh, yes. Okay. So I'll make a long story as short as possible. And so I started on a holistic wellness journey, if you will, about 10 years ago, when I was really looking for solutions and answers to some health issues I was experiencing, digestive issues, hormone issues, anxiety. And at the time, I was working in pharmaceutical sales. I was selling all the drugs that I thought I was really like changing the world with and helping people. And so when I started looking for answers for what I was experiencing, I went down that conventional path, saw all the doctors, tried all the medicines, did all the testing, and came back with really not much of anything, no answers, no solutions. And at that point, I realized, okay, I get to go in a different direction. And I changed course and started doing my own reading and research in nutrition, which was really eye-opening for me because everything I thought I knew about nutrition, it turned out to be mostly false. And that really opened my eyes to this whole new world of alternative health, holistic wellness, natural healing. And through that whole process, I started finding relief, personally and healing, and it sparked a passion in me to change course in my career as well. So I went back to school, I studied integrative nutrition, I became a health coach. And at that time I was working mostly with clients that were dealing with gut issues and helping them, modify their diet to help them heal. And over time, what I realized for both myself and my clients is that while those changes were so helpful and so necessary, that's one component of health. And we weren't looking at a lot of the other areas as well, like stress reduction, mental wellness, emotional wellness. And for me, I noticed that I hit a plateau, and I was seeing that with my clients too. And so I started diving into that aspect of health and healing, really addressing the stress, the mindset, the emotional component of old emotional traumas, old emotional imprints, limiting beliefs, all of these things that really play a big impact in your overall health and well-being. And during that time when I was going down that path, I had several people suggest breath work. And at the time I was like, what? Like, what do you mean by breath work? Like, I know different breathing techniques. And I even had a doctor tell me that if I changed the way I breathe, I would heal so much in my body and in my life. And I was like, you're crazy. You know, it's not that easy. And so the term breathwork came up enough to the point where I was like, okay, I get to pay attention to this. And I was in Southern California at the time, and I Googled breathwork. And in that location, breathwork is pretty big. And I was able to go to a number of different breathwork classes. I tried a bunch of different styles, a bunch of different techniques, and I was blown away.
Hey guys, real quick, if you're enjoying this conversation so far, maybe you want to click on the link below and come and join us on The Breath Source. The link is down below. You can get started on Apple and Android. All the links are down there. Click one link, get started. You might notice that at some points in these conversations, I refer to it as The Breath Space. Ignore that. We were playing with different names last year. I'm so glad we landed on The Breath Source. So The Breath Source link is down below. I will see you on it. Back on with the conversation. Cheers.
By what breathwork is. I was like, okay, like the name does not do it justice. It's so powerful. It's so transformative on so many levels. And one of the styles of breathwork that I tried was Soma breath. And I fell in love with it. I went to one class and I was like, how do I get more of this in my life? Like, I want to do this regularly. It's amazing. And so that really started the path of I dove into my own personal practice of breath work. And during that practice, I kept feeling the nudge and the call to get trained in it and be able to share this with other people. And so when people ask me, like, how did I find breath work? I always say breath work found me, because I really wasn't looking for it. And it came to me at the right time in my life, and the rest is history.
Yeah, well, cool. I want to pick into some of that. Yeah, you know, similarish journey. I never went looking for breath work. I went to do the cold exposure stuff with Wim Hof.
Nice.
No, had no desire to learn any breathing techniques. Mm-hmm. And so it was all about getting into the cold water for me. And then that was the byproduct. And I was like, wow, what the hell is this? This thing. Can we just go back to the gut stuff? Because that's fascinating to me. What are there, like, one or two things that were coming out for you as like problems people were doing that causing issues with the gut? I'd love to just get, like, if there's any takeaways you could share with us, how we can heal our guts a bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. So from a food standpoint, what I would do with every client was, of course, get them onto whole food nutrition, get rid of the processed food, significantly reduce, if not eliminate, all of the sugar. Mm. And for, I mean, probably about 100% of my clients, we were doing gluten-free and dairy-free. And then some clients we would do a little bit more. So depending on what type of issues they were presenting with, we might do more of a paleo style protocol. For some clients, we might do more of a low FODMAP, getting rid of certain carbohydrates and fibers that tend to not be well tolerated by some people with IBS. But from, like, kind of a high level view, it's whole food, no sugar, no gluten, no dairy. Those are the big things. Mm-hmm. And that really gives the gut a chance to heal and reduce inflammation. And we bring in supplements and and a whole host of other modalities, including the stress piece, because one of the things that I found with myself and with my clients is it was interesting. Either I was attracting this type of person, or there is potentially a theme with gut issues and personality. But I noticed that a lot of the clients I was working with, like me, were very type A, highly perfectionistic, and tended to be more like stressed, right? Because it was always like doing, trying to do things perfectly, not making mistakes, trying to please everyone else. So really looking into that and what's underneath that and starting to shift some of those patterns can be really powerful too, to just start to calm the nervous system.
So. Yeah. Did fasting factor into any of your protocols?
We really didn't. I personally don't do a whole lot of fasting. And I didn't with a lot of my clients too. I think it can be really powerful with the right people. Mm. For some of them, we would do elimination diets,
okay,
which isn't a full-on fast, but it is a way to completely give the digestive system a break. So you're consuming only pre-digested nutrients.
Yes.
But I didn't use, and I still don't use fasting a whole lot in my protocols, unless I'm working with healthier clients.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. You know, I had Niraj on this podcast a couple of times from Soma.
Oh, nice.
And, I don't know if this is part of the Soma protocol, but he was telling me about an ancient Indian breathing technique where do you know, when you're a kid, you would do a burp in school, you'd like swallow the air down and then you'd like, well, that turns out that that's an actual breathing technique, where people would swallow the air down. He says they would have this like hot Indian tea with like cardamom and spices, and you'd suck it and you'd slurp it down, and you'd suck the air in, and the air would then go into your tummy and into your guts.
Yeah.
And there's some bacteria, he was telling me, that doesn't do very well with fresh oxygen. It like kills it off. But it turns out there's a few different versions of that technique. Even free divers will use that to store extra oxygen. So I just found that fascinating. Have you come across any of that sort of stuff?
Yeah. So that was one of the techniques we learned in our training, was breathing in air. And yeah, it can be a really powerful tool for like detoxifying and cleansing the digestive tract.
That's very cool. That's very, I love it. Cause you know, you hear so many different breathing techniques, and then every now and again, something will just come like, wow, I never even knew about that one. That's cause you know, this is so funny. Cause at school they'd say, don't do that. Cause you'll end up farting, you'll end up trumping. And actually that's true. And there's a few I thought,
it's true. And Niraj even talks about that when he's training that technique. I don't know if he like demoed it at all, but it looks kind of awkward, like trying to breathe in the air. And then he's like, yeah, you've got to let that air pass through.
Yeah.
So it's not the most, like, maybe don't do that one in public or something. No, I don't know. But but yes, it is an actual technique that can be really effective.
No, very cool. So let's talk a bit about you and Soma then. So you played with different breathing techniques. Mm-hmm. Why Soma? What was it specifically about that?
No, that's interesting. Yeah. And I got great benefit from all the different ones I've done. Sure. Like Wim Hof was the first experience I had with breath work, and that just blew me away and kind of sparked my interest in trying more. And then I've done, you know, transformational breath work and more holotropic style breath work. And for me with Soma, my first experience, I just remember like feeling so at peace. And so like blissed out, like so happy, so elevated. I just felt good. I felt light. I felt free. It was just such a beautiful experience. And the breathing method is quite different from some of these more like hyperventilation style breathing techniques. So what I like about Soma is that, for the most part, like I'd say the foundation of Soma is really calming and harmonizing to the nervous system. We do have other techniques where we get more into that really fast-paced breath. I would consider that a little more advanced, but overall, it's very calming and balancing to the nervous system. And for me, it just felt incredible. Yeah. And I knew afterwards, I was like, I want to do that like regularly. And this Soma breath is a style of breath work you can literally do every day. Yeah. You don't need to do an hour of it every day, but you can do 10 to 20 minutes of it every day and get great benefit. And then I like to bring in, you know, some other styles of breath work periodically for other purposes and just to switch it up. So I really connected with the Soma breath.
I've done it a few times and I'm on the instructor course at the minute. I'm just doing it very, very slowly. But I really enjoy it. And just something about the music and the beats. It's a really nice breath style.
It is. The music is like, it's almost like half of the whole, I mean, it is like so much of the experience is the music. Sure. And so I love the music that we use in the breath work and I love that as an instructor, like I get that music because you mentioned Niraj, like he's a music artist too. Mm-hmm. So he creates a lot of our music and the music is just so transformative in and of itself. And when you combine that with the rhythmic breathing and the breath retention and then guided meditation or visualization or affirmations on top of all that, it just creates the most magical experience. It's powerful.
Very, very powerful. Yeah. So people that have not tried it, it is worth checking out. It's really, you can go onto the website and it's a beautiful thing. I'm really keen to go back to your doctor that told you about breathing. Can you give me a bit more about what he said?
Oh my gosh.
I said he, it might be she.
It was a he and it was the most random experience. So this is several years ago, probably 5-6 years ago. My husband and I were on a vacation in Amelia Island, Florida, because that's where we got married. And so we went back to visit and we were just driving around one day. And I mean, this is a little tiny beach town and there's not a whole lot there. And we're driving around and we saw like this house that had a sign and something alluding to holistic wellness. And so we're like, let's stop and go in. And so we did, and we go in and I don't even remember the guy's name, but he worked with both of us and he would like have us lie on the table and just slow our breath. And then he was doing some other, I don't know, some energy work and stuff like that. And that's when he told me, like, I was lying on his table and he was like, just, I want you to use the mantra. Like when you breathe in, say, I am, when you breathe out, say relaxed. I am relaxed. Mm-hmm. I am relaxed. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Okay. And he was like, he said something along the lines of like, he could feel my stress or that like I was kind of like amped up or something along those lines. And he was like, if you would just change the way you breathe, you would heal your gut. You would, you know, you'd find balance. Like you would just, you'd feel better. You would heal just by changing your breath. And I thought he was nuts. I was like, whatever. Like, no way. Come on, you know? And I remember he had a CD of Dr. Andrew Weil, and it was like some meditations that Dr. Andrew Weil had and using the 4-7-8 breath. And he was like, you need this. So we bought it and listened to it in the car. But I'll never forget that because that was so long ago. And it was several years later that breathwork came to me. So, yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? You start tracing it back I can remember I had this almost like a panic moment when I was in high school. I was, I don't know, whatever age I was, like I say 14. And I became consciously aware of my breathing for the first time. Mm. And it freaked me out. And I was like, oh my God, I have to be aware of every breath now for the rest of my life. And that's awful. And it was like, wasn't a Zen thing for me. And I remember like playing basketball. I was like, this is awful. I'm going to forget to breathe in a second. And obviously you forget. And now that's the thing we're all striving for. We're all striving to be conscious for as many breaths as we can before the mind takes over again. But right. I always remember that was my first kind of like dalliance into conscious breathing.
Wow. Funny, that was early on.
Yeah. But you know, then I forgot all about it. You know, I went back to being a kid and it was only years later I remembered that. But cool. So you've done a bit of Wim Hof, you've done your Soma, you've done a bit of Andrew Weil. What and you've played with a bit of the bigger stuff of you, like the conscious connected breathing. Have you done some of that? How did you find that?
Yeah, I've done things similar to that. Powerful.
Yeah.
So powerful. I mean, when I do those types of breathing techniques, that's for me when oftentimes a lot of emotion comes up, powerful releases. I mean, I've had with Soma, I've definitely had the emotional stuff and kind of like psychedelic type experiences, but I do find with more of those, like the holotropic or the transformational breath or ones like that, where you're breathing in and out of your mouth at a pretty fast pace, like it, the emotions come, like you have just this whole like release, you know, major release, and it's powerful. It's not something I want to do every day, but there's a time and a place for it, and it is deeply, deeply healing.
Yeah, so. there's definitely some. Do you know, it was, we'll talk about breath space shortly, but it was Travis is the CEO, I don't know. But Travis was saying that, you know, plants give off oxygen. And we talk a lot about things like ayahuasca these days as a plant medicine, but actually oxygen is the first plant medicine. And I like that. I'm going to steal that from you, Travis.
I like that too. So it's nice, that's isn't good.
It? Yeah, yes. it is a plant medicine. And we can take a different dosage of that and it will do different things. And we'll have those emotional releases, which is cool. So with some of your clients then, what's without breaking any sort of confidentiality, can you share any sort of transformations people have had through Soma or different things? I'd love to know what do people come to you for and what are some of their results?
Yeah, for sure. So I find the majority of my clients now come to me for emotional healing. They really want to work on their or get to the root if they are dealing with a physical illness where they've kind of like hit a plateau. They really want to address the emotional, spiritual, psychological roots that might be keeping them stuck, and kind of like do all of that inner work to break through what it is that's holding them back. I'll share a couple of stories. I have one client who I've been working with for a while now. He is so amazing. And the best clients are the ones that like are motivated to do the work. Right. And he takes full responsibility and he's so coachable. And he came to me last year, having battled chronic Lyme for a number of years. And while he has a whole team of doctors that support him in that, he really wanted to work on his emotional well-being. And so we brought in breath work and other modalities as well. And he actually told me recently that out of all the things he's tried, and he's tried so many different types of therapies and techniques and tools and practices, he said out of everything he's tried over the years, the breath work has been the most impactful in his healing.
Nice.
And he says he feels happier and healthier than he's felt in a really long time. Yeah. And so that's really, really powerful just to know, like, yeah, I'm the coach, I'm the guide, but he's doing the work. And the breath is a really powerful medicine. And so he's made such great progress by adding in the breath work. And I have another client who came to me as well to work on emotional healing, largely around anxiety and anger, just wanting to get his life back on track. And he too is having profound realizations. He's a very spiritual person. And so when he does the breath work, he has these deep insights and revelations. Like he becomes so connected with spirit, with God, and just has these amazing healing experiences. And so, and he shares them with me. Like he's one too. He is diligent about practicing the breath work between sessions, because I give them the tools to where they get to practice breath work on their own in their own time as well, to keep up that consistency. And he's broken through so much around just old traumas and old patterns and limiting beliefs, that he's just stepping into a whole new way of being. So it's really beautiful.
That's really cool. That is beautiful. It is nice, isn't it, when you get to see those transformations and you've been the guide. It's a lovely job to have, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of good jobs out there, but it's a special job.
It is.
So a bit about breath space then. So I'm not sure when this podcast will go out. So whoever's listening to this right now, you might already have the app that's out. And it's a really big deal, I think, because of bringing all these breathwork instructors together, like me and Jen and other people. So Jen, what was it, Jen, that drew you to it? What made you say, yes, I want to be part of this? Because I'm sure you've been approached by other companies as well.
Yeah, I have. And so I love that this is 100% breathwork. There's nothing else like it out there. And I feel like it's just going to be such a great place, space for people to come to get all things breathwork. It's just going to remove all the clutter from all the other platforms, you know, like, yeah, you can find breathwork on probably Instagram and definitely YouTube and all these other places, or you can follow a certain person. But this is like your one-stop breath workshop, you know, and you get access to several different instructors, different styles of breath work, live classes, pre-recorded sessions, like all the things all in one place. And so I love that concept, for one, and the people behind it. I mean, when I met Josh and Travis, and I've gotten to meet the other instructors, I mean, it is such a good vibe. The energy is so, it's just so good. And so I'm excited to be part of the team, because I feel like everyone is supporting each other. It's just a very welcoming space, and something that I wanted to be a part of, and I'm honored to be a part of.
Yeah. Wow. You said that the nicest out of anybody that they've all given nice statements, but I was like, that sounds, I mean, obviously I really like it. And I was like, oh, that sounds really good. I want to be part of that. And, so no, that's that. Yeah, you're right. It's that place, isn't it? Where there's like, everything's there. It's all, it's all breath work. It's live, it's recorded, it's different breath instructors. Mm-hmm. You get in, you got access to everything. Yeah. You said that in a really nice way, actually. I was like, it is going to be a really beautiful space. I just don't feel like it's very corporate. It's like good people running it, which is really nice as well.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good. So so people listening or watching, you can click on links and get registered. Depending on when this comes out, you'll know more. If people want to work with you, Jen, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to my website. It's my name, jenbroyles.com. And you can contact me through there as well. I've got some free resources on there for you, some educational blog posts. So check it all out and reach out to me through my website. I'm also on Instagram at Jen Broyles Health Coach. Mm-hmm. And so you can DM me there as well if you have any questions or want to connect. I'd love to connect with you.
Yeah, very cool. That's one of the good things about this podcast, is people get to experience all these different breathwork instructors and see who they vibe with, and then go on and connect with them. So we'll put those links down below for anybody watching or listening, so they can just click and find you. So I've got a couple of last quick fire questions for you. I'm trying to develop a little final section on this podcast. So nothing too tasty. So what one book would you recommend to people?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. Okay, I'll say all books by Joe Dispenza.
Okay.
The one of his that I would recommend is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. I Ooh. Love, love, love that book. It's so good. And then I'll mention one more. I am reading A Course in Miracles right now, and I absolutely love it. So A Course in Miracles. It's a spiritual book. And I am devouring it. So it's really good.
Very cool. I'll check those both out. So we'll link those people. If you were stuck on a desert island and could only take one breathing exercise with you, what would it be?
I can only take one breathing exercise.
Don't I have my breath? Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I would take what I call the longevity breath. And so it's breathing in the nose, out the mouth at a faster pace. And it's just, it's very, it's energizing, and it's also very cleansing and supportive for your health and the immune system. So that's what I would take.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Well, there's a couple of quick questions. It's always good to see where you're recommending stuff. Jen, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Any last words from you before we call it a close?
Oh, Mike, thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure to join you today, and really enjoyed our conversation. So thank you.
Yeah, no, me too. Me too. And everyone check out Jen's links, check out some Soma stuff, and check out Breath Space. All right, Jen, we'll do it again at some point, I'm sure. I'll see you on the next one. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you. Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed that podcast episode. I need you to do just one thing for me. If you got any value from the episode, please click on the link in the show notes or down below in the video description and go on over to the Breath Source. Come and join me on the Breath Source app. Me and all these other wonderful breathwork instructors, you can get started for free today. We've put our life, our heart, our soul into this app. There's retreats in there you can go on. There's teacher training. There's every breathing exercise you can think of, all taught by their own breathwork instructors with their own flavors and modalities and training and experiences. Come for me and find Jesse or find Kat or find Travis or find one of these wonderful human beings in there and come and play with the breath with us. So the link is down below. I hope to see you on there. This podcast, The Breathcast, is also in there. Ed Harold's Life with Breath podcast is also in there as well. So we want to make a place for you where you can find our breathing exercises that are on YouTube, as well as new stuff, as well as live stuff, as well as new breath friends, a real community, a real hub for breathing. So I'm so excited about this. I cannot wait to see you in the app. The link is down below. And I will see you over on the Breath Source in 2 seconds. I'm going to hold my breath and I'm going to wait for you. Go, click on the link. Have you clicked it? Yep. Hurry up. Please. See you on the Breath Source. Cheers.